क्या था, रूह वही रूह नया।
Today the podcast title is Nature of Desire and Its Resolution. Basis of life is desire. According to Rig Veda, universe came into being when it desired so. When there is no desire, there is no life. Hence the old Indian tradition of saying that one should stop or reduce desire, or that desire is the root cause of all evils, is wrong. When there is no life, of course there will be no evil. So a life with all its darts and farts is a much better than no life. Human desire manifests itself in different forms: lust, aim, ambition, control, goal, etc. However, the driving force is the same: power, fame and money. And I think it ultimately boils down to control and hence power. Some also call it as an ego trip. Desire is fueled by experience. A living being wants to experience the world. This is inherent trait of all life forms. We are wired for experience. Urge for maximization of experience fuels the desire. Whether the desire is for sex, money, fame, etc., it is driven by the same need to have experience. As our brains develop right from our birth, the neurons with inputs from senses need to form the neural pathways. Brain is an autonomous organ, and there is a continuous energy and material flow into it for making and unmaking neural pathways. These neural pathways then form memories and hence desires. Thus, memory formation forces experience gathering, and this is the basis of desire. Therefore, desire, memory, and brain are interlinked. As long as brain exists, there'll always be desire. One of the outcomes of desire is possession. We feel a need to possess whatever we desire, whether it is a person, object, money, or even an idea. This possession provides an anchor for the experience and helps in its maximization. As we absorb this experience, our brain processes this information. It is during this process that we can decide whether our desires are fulfilled or not. This function, which decides whether our desires are fulfilled or not, is a function of the power of the brain. Thus, a powerful processor or mind, which can coolly and calmly look and evaluate all the possibilities, can sometimes get its desires fulfilled without physically possessing the objects of desire. Fulfillment of desires, therefore, helps us in releasing the possessions and is the genesis of detachment or contentment, as preached in most of the religions of the world. This process gives us tremendous sense of peace, tranquility, and perspective in our lives and is called wisdom. While on the other hand, a weaker brain with small memory needs to possess a lot more things for fulfilling them, and this leads to greed and corruption. Thus, to live a sustainable, fulfilling, and holistic life, it is necessary to have a powerful brain processor. Desire is a useful and necessary emotion. It provides the engine for evolution and achievement. Without desire, we'll be lifeless, dead, or like stones. However, what we need is to channel our desires so that they get fulfilled without too much taxing of resources, materials, and energy. Also, we need to create desires for higher and noble things. This will create happy memories and fulfilling life and contentment. Unresolved desires produce memory knots or stresses, which have the mechanism of always directing the brain to them and creating anger, frustrations, and hence depression. This happens because the thought production is channeled or influenced by the existing memories. If the brain has more memory knots of unfulfilled desires, then its working memory gets reduced and the new thoughts get centered and focus around these knots, leading to anger, frustration, etc. A stressed mind therefore gets angry very fast. Anger is an emotion which occurs when things don't happen the way we want. Thus, lack of possession, loss of control, etc. fuels anger. A powerful processor or mind through wisdom may have better conflict and anger resolution capabilities than a shallow thinking mind. Thus, insecurity and anger may be related. One of the possible ways to satiate the desire for possession of materials and goods is by sublimating it via virtual reality tools. These high-tech tools, which are like 3D video games, like aircraft simulation systems, etc., allow the mind to have an enhanced experience without physically possessing the objects of desire. Nevertheless, the resolution of desire knots via this tool requires a powerful mind to analyze, resolve, and dissolve them. These desire knots not only have to be resolved in our brain, but their memories have to be removed from the knowledge space as well. Just like the material and the memory removal from our computers is not the end of a person's presence in the cyber world, it has also to be removed from the cyberspace as well. So the memories of the desires have to be removed from the knowledge space also for achieving liberation from the cycle of death and birth. As Patanjali, the sage Patanjali has said that when the sanskars, which are karma, memories, desires, etc., are resolved, they have no role to play in a person's life, and then he or she achieves kaivalya or nirvana. The power of brain processor is increased by the availability of its working memory. This can happen with cultivation of deep thought, so that the dissolution of other memories and psychological knots takes place. As this memory increases, the absorption and digestion of inputs also get enhanced, since the mind becomes hungry for more experiences, and this increases our desires. As our desires increase both in quantity and quality, the powerful brain-mind complex starts looking for higher purposes. This mind-opening or God experience allows interaction of mind with external and higher dimensional space called knowledge space and allows us to access the existing information from it, the basis of most discoveries, inventions, etc. In doing so, it gives us happiness and contentment.